Okay, audio boo number two on how the Grinch stole Christmas from TTC. And a barren window at Kipling Tower. Yes, I make it sound so dramatic, because you know what? To me it is, because I'll tell you guys something. And this is a little something that very, very few people know. You know, none of my blind friends would understand this, I don't think. Because they listen to Christmas music. I don't. I hate Christmas music. Christmas music, I guess it's because I did CNIB Christmas gift wrap for 14 years that I hate Christmas music. Oh my dear God. Sitting for 12 hours a day doing gift wrapping and having to listen to that shit is enough to make you go, ah! And completely fucking lose it. But, so for me, this little bit of Christmas cheer on a window in a subway station always cheered me up through the season. I'd look at the brightly colored lights around the window edge. And for me, it was a little spot that just picked me up. If I was having a really shitty day, I'd see those little lights and I'd see the little tree and a little bit of garland and a little bit of wreath. And, you know, it would cheer me up. And from what I found out today from some friends, Gary the Grinch Webster. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him for now. Gary the Grinch. Because you know what? It probably came from the edict of the Ford boys or someone in TTC. But Gary has decreed that all Christmas decorations on TTC property, in sight of customers, in sight of the public, must be taken down and not represented. I'm serious when I say this, people. This is what has been decreed, that any and all Christmas decorations in sight of the public on TTC property must be taken down. I think that's a crock of bullshit. I think that is so mean and so nasty and so fucking horrible. You know, I'm sorry for swearing people, but Gary Webster has pissed me off. Normally I like the guy. Normally I support him. Normally I'll say hi to him and I'm friendly with him and I used to consider him a good guy. You know, because he came up from the inside of TTC. And having been raised by bus drivers, I know that's important in a manager. To be raised on the inside. But after this, I don't know. Now I'm pissed. Now I'm right roaring and ready to just rip people's fucking heads off. You know, it's bad enough that TCHC buildings, where I live, we're not allowed to have a Christmas tree in our lobby. We don't have our Christmas dinners anymore for the residents. You know, I was written up for 2 years in a row for having a Christmas decoration that said Merry Christmas on it on my fucking door. You know, what the fuck is this world coming to, people? I'm Canadian. Thank you. I believe in God. I'm so sorry if I offend you with Merry Christmas. But you know what? If you don't like it, go back to your homeland. Get the fuck out of my country. And I don't give a damn if this sounds racist as hell. You know what? If you don't like me saying Merry Christmas, you can kiss my ass. There. I've ranted. I'm sick and tired. You know, there's so much ESL classes, yet there's nothing for people with multiple disabilities to get their education. Not a damn thing. Yet these people can come to our country and steal our Christmas away from us? Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em all. You know? I'm so angry. I mean, the morale at TTC among the drivers and operators and subway people is bad enough. I mean, look what the fucking public did to George. They may as well have fucking taken a knife to his throat and killed him for all they did. Poor man died because of the stress of people, all the bullshit over him falling asleep because of his heart medication. Fucking ingrates. You know, people wonder why TTC operators are bitchy and hide behind their shields. What the fuck do you expect? Now they don't get to have a little bit of Christmas cheer in their lives? Bastards, TTC. Rob Ford, you ought to fucking cremate yourself. Piece of shit.